Welcome to Hot Start. I'm the adopted Luter
you
brother.
You are an honorary Luter brother this morning. This is an old-time alumnus, co-founder, yeah. Afterburner Al.
And Digital Dave is with
back.
Me as well. We decided to do a retro version.
Radio Rewind.
When the morning pre-flight debuted in 1997, it was you and I.
Yeah, yep. And reading AirVenture today. Yeah.
At 7 in the morning, we would start with a yodeler.
Yep.
And take it live from the stand, or we would put them on record.
Yep.
A recorded bit if they were a little slow with their... We were trying to run a radio station. Get out there.
Trying to do anything we could think of. Yeah. Anyway.
So we thought we'd host for an hour. And then those of you who are pining for Fast Eddie, don't worry.
He'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be back. But
Those of you who aren't, don't worry. He'll be back.
But we're not here to talk nostalgia.
Talk history. No, we are not. We actually have live guests on a Sunday. I don't know how that happened, but I'm happy about it. We are joined by Mr. William Tramper of CES Trainers. Good morning, sir.
Oh, thank you for having me on. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for coming in on a Sunday. So
that's the only time they'll let us come in.
Yeah, right. You noticed that, huh?
Yes. When the listenership is at low ebb. So I looked a little bit into your company, and so you create trainers to help with some of the initial stages of learning an aircraft?
Yeah, we have a full line of electronics trainers that are used. Ranges from advanced avionics all the way down to introducing a kid about an electrical circuit.
Mm. So one of the things that the first time I was kind of introduced, it wasn't necessarily your company, but in 20... Let's go way back now. 2008. Yeah, 2008, I was learning a business jet, and they had the full flight deck layout, but with screens, touch screens. So, and then they could pull up a systems diagram to show you how it was running when you had the aircraft in a certain configuration. Talk a little bit about how training has evolved, especially in that realm.
Or the need for training.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a huge need for training, and the products that we're making are designed to teach those initial stages, like you mentioned, of either introducing a kid to an electrical circuit or advanced to building a circuit on a board to understand how electronics work with connecting tactily, physically connecting resistors and capacitors to build a circuit, see it operate, test it, analyze it, and get a better understanding of how electronics work. And we can do that with either analog electronics, like those capacitors and resistors, or we can also do it with digital electronics, like flip-flops and logic gates,
where he speaks the language.
Yeah, they can build things like adders and counters that are used in computer memory. And we even have a trainer that can go all the way up to teaching how digital data buses work, which are used on practically every aircraft out there now. And even, with every aircraft out there having digital data buses, there's very little training or education on how those data buses work, which means that it's kind of difficult to troubleshoot it sometimes when there's a problem. And that's what we're trying to bridge that gap.
We used to refer to them as box pullers.
Just think if you had that in your time, you'd be a very powerful person.
But then
when they taught you at that point, they said, that's wrong, and they used a bat.
Well, the other thing is when I learned electronics, everything out there could shock the crap out of you. This battery stuff. No. Plug it in the wall, kid. Let's live dangerously.
Well, that's really fascinating that you got the tactile part of that in there now, because non-destructive training is great. And so to have it in all aspects. Talk a little bit about the line of products that you have.
Yeah, so the KV920 is the one that we are marketing here at the show most. The KV in KV920 stands for Kid Venture. It's the unit that we designed to be used here at the show. And we've had thousands of kids learn electrical circuits using this. To describe it a little bit, it's a tabletop a trainer about 2 foot wide that can sit on a bench or sit on a table, and it has a depiction of an aircraft on the front of it, and it has all of the external lights of the circuit on the panel. So it has a flashing anti-collision light. It has red and green navigation lights, taxi lights, and landing lights. It doesn't work until the student actually completes the circuits. And so for the young kids at Kid Venture, we have it set up as simplistic as possible. We give them a green wire, and they connect green jacks for power. We give them a black wire. They connect black jacks to complete the circuit to ground, and they turn a switch on, and they see a light up, and to them, that is amazing. And so after they wire all those lights on the panel, then they're going to we're going to introduce them to a digital multimeter, which is a really good thing to do. I've had so many A&P instructors that have come to me and said, I get students in here that have never even used a multimeter. And so we're giving these students that introduction to a multimeter at a younger age, so they don't miss that opportunity. So they'll learn how to measure voltage on the trainer, and when they measure voltage and learn how to use a meter, they're even more amazed. We didn't stop there with the design. We actually took it a step further, put a fault panel on the back of it. So now we can induce faults and actually teach troubleshooting. So that gives it
that is a lost art.
Yeah. It really gives it a versatility that ranges from that kid at Kid Venture all the way up to A&P schools. A&P schools love this, and everything in between, middle schools, high schools, STEM programs, and things like that. What we're really marketing this toward, though, is the EAA chapters that do Young Eagles events. When we bring a bunch of kids out to an airport to give them a free airplane ride, then what are they doing while they're sitting around waiting to fly? Hopefully not doing nothing or on their phones. That's a missed opportunity. We could have them in front of a trainer like this, that they could be doing something active and fun and engaging and learning. They could also be talking to a mechanic about what mechanics do and things like that. But this trainer is a perfect fit for events like that.
And I think there's a huge hole in that basic learning, especially electricity. People think electricity is so mysterious. Well, it's really not that mysterious once you get into it and you learn about it.
Mysterious or scary, you know.
Right.
Sometimes people want to shy away from learning the electronics or the electricity part of, you know, about aviation because it just, you know, seems intimidating or scary.
The aircraft are becoming more and more electronic. Everybody wants a glass panel. Everybody wants everything to talk to everything. Well,
right.
Yeah. Anyway,
I can attest to at least my 7-year-old did use your trainers up there at Kid Venture, and it seemed like the learning happened in a very short time. So,
So you've got him in troubleshooting your airplane already, right?
Right. Well, we still got a couple holes in the wall in the house from me upgrading a few electrical fixtures.
Oh. Yeah, that wires are color-coded for a reason.
But I used a multimeter to confirm that the circuit that I was working on was dead. I said, again, and so some of those simple tools that, you can use in your everyday life are really important to know.
Oh, yeah, especially when working on your house wiring. We don't want to, you don't have any hair left already, so we don't want to burn the rest of it off.
Well, you know, it grows back fast, but then I burn it off again.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. One of the other trainers I was going to tell you about is our CES 500 trainer. It's a little more advanced trainer than the Kid Venture, and it is perfect for A&P programs, high schools and middle schools. It is the one that will tactilely connect resistors and capacitors, and you build electrical circuits. We also put a fault panel on the back of that. And one of the key things about our fault panels is that we've devised a way to safely and able to put shorts into the circuits, not just an open, which is the traditional troubleshooting and faults. So we can induce a short and without causing any damage.
Without letting out the blue smoke?
Without letting out the magic smoke from the box, yes.
Yep. That's pretty good. Well, it's no fun if it doesn't smoke. If it doesn't blow up.
You're not doing it right. Yeah. Or you know you're not doing it right if you see the blue smoke, yeah.
You think about it. All these glass panels, and they're all the way down into the home built. They're all the way down. Everybody assumes you plug them together, they just work. Well, if you have a bad wiring harness, that's not going to be the case. And how many of them are just going to say, well, I don't know what the problem is, and just swap a new panel in or something like that and try and figure it out. So,
and the concepts we're teaching with our trainers helps to alleviate that just shotgunning approach replace a box and hope it works.
Yeah.
We can actually confirm that it's this box or that box, so we're not wasting our time, you know, with unnecessary work.
My background's electronics, and I used to call that voodoo technician. I think I'll replace this. So yeah, trouble. I mean, even a useful skill is just being able to buzz out a wire harness to make sure it's there and it's wired correctly. And it's not that hard, but it's a foreign concept.
You mentioned you'd like to have this in the hands of chapters, especially when they're doing youth events. Mm-hmm. Without, you know, getting very specific, you know, because of options and everything, typically what is one of this, you know, the setup with the software and the actual device? What kind of price you're offering to chapters?
So one of the really cool things about our trainers is they're all self-contained. You don't need a computer with it. You don't need software to run it. It's self-contained. You just, right out of the box, it's ready to go. You just plug it into the wall and you're ready. The KV920 is $1,300 is the MSRP. And the CES500 trainer, that one is $2,700. If I don't put the fault panel on it, if we add the fault panel, it's $3,450. So
you got to have the fault panel.
You got to have the fault panel.
Can't teach the whole picture.
But the KV920 is a pretty affordable trainer, especially for, you know, using for these types of events.
So this is the last day of the convention. You're still here. If people are interested, they're hearing our voices, where should they go?
We are in booth 2085 in Hangar B.
That's Bravo. Close by. It's a hop, skip, or jump, and then have a Mr. and Mrs. Egg roll afterwards.
Okay. What about a website?
Website is azimutaero.com, AZIMUTHAERO.com. Our CES Trainers is a division running underneath Azimuth Aero.
Very good. William Tramper of CES Trainers, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
You're listening to EAA Radio.